Welcome back, mage manglers and cleric clashers, to another holy symbol smashing, incense inhaling episode of Deadman Roll No Crits. This is your supple supplicant, ready for ritual sacrifice, Patrick, here and joining me and starting the ritual to summon forth an elder god are my four friends and your players, Jabert, Rebecca, Seth, and Tyler.
Hey, I brought all the goat's heads and the entrails of various herbivores as listed in the potluck RSVP. You guys brought your stuff, right? Right?
I brought my character sheet.
I brought the end of an adventure. The end of a fight.
I brought the obsidian stone from the church on the top of Federal Hill.
Nice. But did anybody bring Diet Coke? Gosh, guys, this is why it's important to RSVP with what you're bringing.
We'll reschedule. We're going to need some DC energy. Some Diet Coke energy.
Like you attach the entrails to the end of the bottle of Diet Coke, and then you drop some Mentos.
And then the entrails look like the wacky
flailing tube.
I think coming out of the bottle, it would look like the proton packs from Ghostbusters.
This is our homemade version.
Which elder god are we summoning?
Oh, the bad one. The real, that one you don't want.
Azathoth?
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Is that bad? Right. That sounds good.
It's probably the worst one. If it's
bad, that's good. The worst one to be summoned if you are humanity and don't like dying.
The worst one to summon if you enjoy existing and you're anything.
Okay, good. Yeah. Yes, I do. I kind of enjoy existing, pretty much. I do enjoy not existing when I go to sleep. That's also pretty good, but I would say existing is a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Because we get to play Pathfinder with my friends.
Yeah. I found out recently that Keith Richards is actually an elder god. That explains a lot of his fortitude.
What is?
Keith Richards.
Yeah. Oh. From the Beatles. Right. So if you recall, last week you guys went in to kill Hypatia, a team consisting of Barbie Kovic, Alaris, and Honto at the lead.
Well, it's there.
You are at the lead.
No.
And with Hypatia, she had her two elite guards, but they were pretty much entirely neutralized, blinded by Bartleby's spell. So this week, the battle continues with hideous bouts of laughter echoing off the chambers here.
Horrible giggling.
No matter. Those two are but the distraction. Mere slave toys for me to play with. Just like you will be once more, Honto, when I break and bend your will once more. Now you will watch as your friends die.
The DM looked up another monster to add to the encounter. Look out.
Oh no, just start using some big level spells.
Oh, well, that also sucks.
Bricks. Well, we're going to start.
Cast three 10th level spells in the same turn.
Let's see here. Do I want to do an 8th level spell? Or we'll say that. We're going to start with the 10th level. We need to put some damage on the board to strike fear into the players after last week was a snipe hunt for some guards.
Don't forget we have a buttload of hero points.
Good, you might need them here, because as her laughter turns into incantations, you hear occult evil words of perhaps a dead language flowing forth from her, and you see her kind of materialize in the back of the chamber here, not looking like you've seen her before. Indeed, the top half is very similar, but she seems to be all snake on the bottom, all monster all the way down, has some big old blades hanging out with her. She does look like a younger, dark-haired woman. Indeed, has a bit of a monstrous form to her as she materializes. You see her waving her arms and summoning a great big old ball of purplish magical energy. It's spell time. Big old spell. There is a cracking, perhaps, as windows break. Some of these columns kind of shred. A giant tear coming down from the ceiling. A cloud kind of forms in the top of the cathedral, starting in the back near Kovic and moving forward.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can I use recognize spell on this?
Great question. Do you have to be able to see her, or is it?
You would think the incantation that she's saying out loud would also be unacceptable.
No.
A creature, I thought you said that we could see her. No?
Casting the spell, yeah, stops her invisibility. A creature within line of sight casts a spell.
What a weird...
I'll tell you what it is, though, for fun.
Oh, sure.
But first, let's have everyone make a reflex save as pungent, sticky rain begins to fall from this dark cloud. Electricity in the form of big old arcing bolts of lightning erupts from it. You see water filling in from behind Kovic.
Oh, it's a reroll.
Natural one. That's a reroll. To start things off.
Yeah, I'm going to reroll mine as well.
Yeah, see, five. You probably want to reroll too.
Pungent Sticky Rain is one of that's bad. Prince's lesser known songs.
Rut-row raggy. Two on the dice here. And just
it's Patrick's day. It's a lot of
bad stuff happening here.
Fold the podcast, fold it up, put it away. We're playing again next week. This is not what you want to see coming out the gate.
You know, Tyler, when you and I logged on before anybody else did, you did say like, how are you looking forward to the last night that you'll say yar? And I was like, is this the last episode? And you were like, no, what if we all die? What have you done, Tyler?
There's a whole other team, so we're going to come back and play next week.
Why did you rat me out? Jabert's going to be so mad at me for causing this.
You did this to us, Tyler.
I'm going to reroll that.
Yeah, natural one for Seth, too.
There we go.
Oh, okay, wow. Let's go to the other side.
All right. Best answer right. Well, your endpoint.
Once again, Honto is leading the way here. Honto has the the fates aligned for him. Natural one to a natural 20.
I'll take it.
Pretty cute. where's my DC at? Okay. All right. Great. It looks like, Rebecca, you have just succeeded. Does this count as a critical success then?
Yes.
Success is critical success, which means Bartleby, your final was a 31, and Kovic, your final was a 37. We do got a crit fail and a fail for Bartleby and Kovic as a whole bunch of damage falls down through a massive cataclysmic event.
Yeah, have fun with it now. Have fun with it this week, Patrick.
Have fun with the spells?
Yeah, yeah. Have fun with your cataclysm. Chuckle while you can.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Cataclysm.
And I do need to roll for the warriors here. The guards.
Do you guys ever see the video from Cataclysm Girl that was popular back in the day?
I don't know who that is.
It was this poor girl who was doing a review of the World of Warcraft Cataclysm expansion that was coming out, and she kept calling it Cataclysm.
Oh no. Yeah. Okay. Well, good news and bad news. Good news is you probably don't have to worry about her guards anymore, because they also critically failed.
We weren't worried about them.
I don't think you have to, though, now. At all. It is a lot of damage. Flesh dissolving acid, 3d10. An earthquake shaking the ground, dealing 3d10 bludgeoning damage. A flash fire at 3d10. It's basically every kind of damage. And then bludgeoning a couple times, it looks like. Yeah, bludgeoning a number of times. So 1, 2, 3, 9 d10 bludgeoning damage as basically this entire place shakes. It feels like the firmament has opened up like almost to another plane of existence and let through a massive rain of destruction.
And then a trout comes out of nowhere and hits you in the face.
I am the magic trout of the temple.
There's nothing magic about it.
Blade to grant you wishes.
The spell just rains volcanic hellfire, torrential rain of acid and lightning and an earthquake, and then you get hit by a fish.
Okay. Yep. It's 52 points of bludgeoning damage, and I will roll acid, cold, electricity, and fire. It's another 12d10. Mm, yum, yum, yum. Very, very good damage. So it's 88 energy damage, 55 bludgeoning damage. These guys are taking that. They're out. They're out of it. I'll do some adding here in a second.
Kovic's taking half of that, by the way.
You saved. No, you did. You failed.
I failed, but I have greater natural reflexes, which means if any spell causes me to take damage, it's halved.
Greater natural defenses.
It looks like Bartleby tipped over.
From full health, from max HP.
Well, yeah, because you doubled all that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Brutal.
And I even had, like, you know, 20 energy resist off of that. So I subtracted 40 hit points of damage off of that, and that's still from full.
I was about to say, because, yeah.
So you have fun, everybody.
Have fun store with the castle. 1, 2, 3. No, Jabert, you have to come back. Jabert left.
He's so upset. He's going to be so mad.
I don't know what he wants from me yet. I
don't think it's you. I
mean, create the podcast. But yeah, I also rolled pretty darn good on 21 D10. 4 tens, 3 nines, just a whole wallop, a whooping.
I mean, also just having to double the damage you take on spells is so harsh. It's so unbelievably harsh.
This would
take Kovic out in a single hit if I could take double damage from a critical fail.
Let me see. It would not take out Honto, but it would be very close. Like,
well, the critical fail,
obscenely close.
Indeed, was 280.
Oh no, that would take out Honto from full hit points.
But he had some energy resistance, like he said here. So yeah, both Jabert's having too good of a time. Both these,
yeah, Jabert. Just so you know, that would have taken out Honto from full health.
No.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what a cool spell.
Well, what's also, I mean, it's the level 10 spell. What's also nice, it's originally rolled 2 ones and a 5, and then came back with another 2 and a 5. It's just statistically very, very rough here. But yeah, half your party, 0 damage? That seems very rough.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's the experience we get when we cast spells, so.
Yeah, usually.
Except for that one chain lightning time.
Oh yeah, that one chain lightning went nuts.
That went nuts. Well, yeah. that's on a plaque on my wall.
Yeah,
the moment the chain lightning.
That one time Candoso did chain lightning.
Remember that one?
just on the wall.
I remember the chain lightning times.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, Tyler. What is the ability that you have?
Greater natural. You have to go. It's not a. It's not like a. It's called greater natural reflexes. It's on the ranger class page. If you scroll all the way down, it's between greater weapon specialization and martial weapon mastery. It used to be called improved evasion.
Oh, that's why it might be a little... I'm like, how have I never heard of this?
I'm pretty sure it used to be called improved evasion. And then they changed evasion to
natural reflexes. Is this all part of the moving away from the OGL thing?
Yeah, so yeah, evasion... For me, went to natural reflexes, and then
God, this is evasion. You know what? This is like when police stopped using the Crown Vic.
It just feels wrong.
It's just like, you know, like decades of silhouette recognition just out the window. Like
I saw somebody driving a Crown Victoria or a similar sort of car that had like the same like bumper thing on the front, but in their license plate. was not 911.
Clever.
So, like, Kovic also had Juggernaut, which was the Fortitude version of Evasion, and it has now been changed to Warden's Endurance. So, Those are the little flavor sprinkles.
When you describe it like that.
Pass Without Trace has turned into Unimpeded Journey.
Okay.
Come on, guys.
Kovic, we're on to your turn now, as you can see.
Cool. Well, that's not even descriptive of what it does.
Journey is unimpeded. I'm going to have to take a move action because I don't think I cannot see the newly shape-shifted Naga lady, correct?
There's some cover, maybe. You hunt, I think you avoid that, right?
I can swift action hunt.
Actually, no.
Yeah,
this column is very much in the way.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, cool. I'll move up a little bit, and I'm going to have to wait to get Bartleby. I'm going to take a...
Oh, you can get Bartleby right now, huh? I forgot you have healy arrows.
Cassius has the healing bullets.
Oh.
Kovic does not have the healing bolts.
Too useful.
Yeah, I went a different route. I didn't want both characters to have shooty healing.
Oh, so that wasn't a lie. Cassius does have healing bullets.
Yeah, remember I shot Tiny and healed. That was what I loved with that little
right.
So good. I will use two actions to use Tart, because I do not know what other spells this individual may have cast upon themselves. So I'm going to spend two actions to use Targeting Shot, which will negate all cover or concealment they may have. And then make a single strike. Pew! Natural 20!
Oh. Tyler, come. Ouch, it hurt so much. Let me just double check this doesn't... Does this count as concealment?
Oh, what? It was funny that I brought up my headache and Tyler said he was going to take
sorry.
It easy.
I'm so sorry.
I don't, it's all right.
This retribution, natural 20.
Oh, yeah. No, it feels good.
It stirred me.
This does not count as... Yeah, another massive hit, Tyler. Kovic doesn't need any more of those in this fight. This does not count as concealment as you go to aim at her. There are four of her in her square. Now that you get a good look. But mirror image, the special rules here is even if you fail to hit her on a critical hit, it still counts as a success. So it is a 1 in 4 chance.
D4, here we go.
1 in 4. 1 on a D4 is what you want.
Oh, I was hoping you would go the other way.
Well, that's what the spell says. So it is a hit and a single image is destroyed.
Okay.
I thought two were destroyed on a crit for some reason.
No, it still counts as a hit, not a hit, which I don't think I've ever had happen before. Okay, mark this down.
36.
Oh, wait, that turns a critical hit into a regular hit?
Yeah.
Yes.
37. Six is 63. Still points real of damage. Good.
Very good hit.
Six of that is acid if you have resistance.
Yes, sorry. Good point.
I thought, as snakes, you know, snakes.
Is that all three actions?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Bartleby, I do need you to roll your stabilization. Unless you want to burn the hero points to stabilize.
Hero points.
Yeah.
Looking through and seeing what I have for... Let's see. These remaining hero points, these are for both characters or these are just for Bartleby?
Just this character.
Just this character.
Spoiler warning, you guys will get three more next week.
I don't think there's a get back up thing in this game. That's a Starfinder thing. So yeah, I might as well just roll. So Okay. So dying 3.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Laris.
All right. I have true perception, so I'm under the effects of true seeing. Can I see through her mirror image as a result?
It is illusory, so I believe so.
So double check on that for you. You can roll a secret counteract check.
Remind me again why?
Yeah, the GM rolls a secret counteract check against any illusion or transmutation in the area, but only for the purpose of determining whether you see through it. So, and you use my perception modifier for that.
Oh.
So I guess I don't know whether I see through it or not, but if I can my goal here is that I want to actually hit her when I strike her with my sword.
So weird.
I know. Crazy, like, right?
It just seems like you either see through it or you don't. Like, you're either seeing images or you're not. Like,
that's definitely how Trucine, I think, used to work. But
yeah.
Once again, what is your perception bonus?
Like, isn't that how...
Roll it.
29.
Isn't that how illusions normally work? You roll to see through them? So, like, what's the... Does it give you a bonus?
I'm just going off of true perception and what true perception says. Okay. You're welcome to look it up.
I'm not questioning you at all. I'm just like,
normally you don't get to roll to disbelieve a, like, invisibility, for example.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Right, yeah. I mean, they're just invisible. You just can't see him. Right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we did roll for this last week. You did not beat the invisibility. Go ahead and take your turn.
Wait, but is this a new roll? Because is she invisible? I thought that it was a mirror image thing.
No, she has become visible now.
Okay.
You can see her quite well. There's, right, in fact, three of her.
I'm going to stride up to her then and strike with my curved blade. I'm going to go here though.
Okay.
It's a 39 to hit.
That is a miss.
Okay.
Reroll or?
Roll on that.
Six.
That's bad.
It is not enough to hit. I guess I'll say it a different way, but
before
yes.
Before I go on to my next strike, I'm going to reroll that.
Okay.
With my one hero point, or with one of my three hero points. So that's a 44 on the reroll.
A hit.
Okay.
So that but does. Now, unfortunately, yes, you did not see through the illusion of her, or did you? Roll me a D6, and you want a 1 or 2. Did not get it. Another mirror down. Third action.
Okay. Better than nothing. And I have quick strike on this sword, so here's strike number 2. 34.
Well, you only moved and attacked once, so this would be a third action regular, right?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So you have another action. That is a miss, but just straight misses destroy a mirror, right?
Oh, do they?
No. I'm also thinking of first edition. If an image is hit, it is destroyed. If an attack roll fails to hit, but isn't a crit hit, it destroys an image, but has no additional effect. So this was this second one, 34. No, never mind. That does not hit. But this 40, your third attack total, does destroy an image. So she has none left. She only gets 3. Is that right? Yes. So mirrors down as we go to Honto's turn.
I don't get to roll on the last one to see if I hit the real one.
Oh, no. Of course you do. No, you don't, because that's a miss. Sorry.
A 40 is a miss? Oh, okay.
Yes. Sorry, yes. Okay. A little confusing here, but mirrors up as we go to Honto.
There's no rule where if you, like, miss by only a little bit, you'd also...
If it's not a crit fail, then it destroys a mirror. So all mirrors are down now.
Aha!
Kovic.
Even though I wouldn't have hit her...
Correct.
I did
so long
hit
as
the mirrors. Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
Okay. A little confusing, but Kovic destroyed one, and then Alaris destroyed the other two.
All right. So Honto's going to go ahead and move over Bartleby here while taking out a potion.
Your savior.
I have two greater healing potions. So I'm going to go ahead and administer one to Bartleby.
Oh, Seth.
Yes.
Did you check what his health insurance provider? Because not all health insurance providers take all health potions.
I don't care.
Oh, man. He's going to have to pay premium.
No. if somebody comes to collect, I'm gonna punch him in the face.
Yeah, pirate insurance is just
pirate insurance.
Is this all your...
Do you want to roll this action... This healing, or do you want me to roll it, Jubert?
Why don't you go ahead, since it's your potion?
Oh, man, I don't know. I think we're going to regret that.
Roll me some yummy good stuff.
We'll see.
I also forgot to see if Bartleby has a DNR.
So that would be 46 hit points back.
46 is more than zeros. So that's
correct.
That is good.
That's a good place to be.
We did it.
I was about to say, it could be like max HP back, and it might not matter. But apparently. Does matter, because she sees you tending to your friend here, and slithers right past Alaris.
Alaris, did you forget actually, to turn on your tank stance?
Wait. No, my I go right before her in the turn order.
You do get moved to right before her in the next.
That way this exact thing can be prevented.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kill farming.
Yeah. So she's ready to move on, but Bartleby up with a start on the ground. Had a very, very brief dinner date with Pharesma, but back at it.
That was a Final Fantasy 14 joke for the people that will get that.
Not in the know, I'm so sorry. What you got, Jabert?
I mean, I guess what I'll do is I'm gonna what is this?
If it alters at all what you do, I'm probably gonna jack up Kovic this turn more than anything.
What have I done to you?
Oh, you crit hit me.
Yeah, but I'm so far away. Pick on someone nearby. So...
Well, last week, you really goofed up one of those two guards as well with the bow. I think I can see the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
Time's like, what did I do? But like 300 points of damage.
I've done nothing. I've done what? So little.
That gravity bow on the guard last week. I can feel that in my bones still, Taylor.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to pop a healer's blessing on myself, which is a focus spell, and then I'm just going to cast from my font, and so it's going to be 10d10 plus 100.
What?
Just a little bit of healing back.
I mean, not just nearly enough. Not nearly enough to cover another one of those, so 149. Okay. So, I have some hit points.
You
basically got 200 back in this turn. That's nice.
Yeah, that's not bad. And so, but that is my whole turn. So it's her turn, I guess.
She is indeed going to slither towards the center of the dais over here, right past Alaris, and looks over at Honto and says, Your friends cannot help you now, Honto. You had just better leave them like you've left your friends before. And she looks over at just a wink, just a little genie wink at Kovic in Kovic's direction.
Dominate.
Well, you know, I do have that. I do have it ready. But I think a more fun one and probably one that you can get out of is she just winks you out of existence into an extra dimensional maze of eldritch origin.
Oh, wait, before she does that.
Yes.
Nullify.
Oh, 10th level spell.
Yep. I just delete her spell.
Beep, beep. How dare you?
No spell for you. What level spell was that, though?
Quandary is the new version. 8.
8? Okay.
So cool. You're beating it with a counteract. You automatically counteract if
I take the 24 feedback image.
That's not too bad. Okay. Then we're on to Kovic's turn.
I gotta hold
on. And that's why you bring back the caster.
I didn't know Bartleby was playing blue.
Right.
A blue deck.
I would have saved the nullify for the second cataclysm that's coming, but
you can't use it on a level 10 spell, so.
Oh, that's a good point.
So.
All right, Patrick.
Yeah, because I 100% would have done on the first cataclysm. I wouldn't have let that spell go off if I could have prevented it.
Good
first cataclysm. Kill me.
Oh, hey, he's doing the thing that one person did.
Cataclysm.
Cataclysm. I imagine I'm getting a hefty arrow.
We're going to use all three actions to try and do the perfect shot.
Oh, please no.
Again.
Critical hit. Critical hit.
Kovic lines up the shot. He says a quick get prayer some to Gorum. Get some cold cuts.
Oh, no.
51. 18 on the dice.
No. That's just a hit.
Oh, so close.
Oh, sorry, Tyler.
That's all right. It's still maximum damage. So we are talking. We are doing. Sorry, math. I should really just write this down somewhere.
We are doing math.
We are.
It's 48 from the crossbows damage.
Plus
before
the
you add
extra, so it's gonna be 96.
Pretty good.
But 8 of that is acid. That's resistant.
She does have an energy aegis up. She's not yet bloodied as we go to Alaris Delcarin.
All right. Alaris is going to, I guess, stride up to the snake lady. I was going to say snake, but she
her name is Hypatia. How dare you?
No, we don't care. We're going to forget her name as soon as this fight's over.
Don't make me kill one of you so you remember for the rest of the podcast. Because I'll probably be Bartleby's.
Jeez.
Exactly.
I keep thinking there must be something interesting I can do, but I don't know if there's anything interesting I can do.
Welcome to my world. I've tried to wink someone out of existence. I tried to dominate someone already, and you can keep saving.
Pocket sand.
Yeah, I think the best thing I can do is try to strike.
I know what I'm doing next. Fun one. A classic one.
Yep.
Like, let me take another turn.
I'd love to be in a position to backstab. Hint, hint, hint. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can always hold your turn if you want.
No, this one's sorry. Backstab is a reaction anyway. I'm just saying if someone wants to come in melee with me, it'd be fun. All right. I'm going to try to strike with my curved blade.
I'd like to point out, Rebecca, that if you want someone to enter melee with you, you might want to consider your position.
Yeah, I can't flank on the other side of the column here, so I'd move.
There's a whole pillar there.
Yeah.
The pillar.
What style of column is it?
Does the pillar have a weapon drawn?
Is it Corinthian?
Ionic.
That's
the oldest one, right? I imagine these are very ancient and not very well adorned.
Are you saying, like, go up here?
Perhaps.
I guess I could. She probably doesn't have AOO. I'm so used to Starfinder, I'm scared to walk past people.
That's very true. That's very true. So but, she seems to be some sort of spellcaster, so probably
doesn't have... She's probably fine.
She does have a blade out, but yeah, she seems to be focusing on the...
It's just for show.
No. That's... Thank you for calling that out, because like I say, with Starfinder, it's like everyone has attack of opportunity.
Yeah, so. Just automatically they do, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm standing there, and I strike with my curved blade. I get a 38. I'm guessing that is a miss.
It sounded like the... Sorry, yes, it was a miss. It sounded like the setup of like a stand-up routine. So I'm standing there, and I threw out an attack.
I'm swinging my curved blade.
Swinging my blade there.
I mean, it is a joke. It's a 38, so, you know. All right.
Five on the dice.
Another 38.
Ten on the dice is not going to do it. Don't roll a 15 on your third attack.
34.
Oh, brought to you.
She didn't roll a 15. She rolled under a 15.
Exactly. Well, if she had rolled, that would have been just a 38 again. So.
That's the turn.
Hato's going to look down at Bartleby and go, "You all right?
I got it. I'm good."
He leaps into action.
How many hit points does Bartleby have? Did you just get back like
170?
Aren't you full health then?
No. I'm like 100 down still.
Oh, I thought his potion did.
It did a fair amount. It's just
what's your max? I'm sorry.
Like 240.
Oh, 240. Oh, sorry. So. I thought you said it was 170. I was like, did you just get that back?
That's what I have right.
Okay, it's time to utilize key points.
Huh.
Let's do a key flurry.
Flanking with Alaris. Yeah. Moving around the column here and getting in position.
So it's a plus one to this to each of these strikes.
Ooh, we're starting off
47.
Strong, yeah. A hit.
Oh.
Less strong. Three on the dice.
What did I roll? Yeah. I've used one of my hero points.
You didn't use any last week, so. Nope. Two more left.
I'll use one here. Why not?
Oh, Seth, stop using hero points for critical hits. No.
This is the opposite.
This is the opposite of what usually happens when I use a hero point.
I was about to say, but Honto's got the plot armor.
Arma comes surging forth.
She keeps talking crap.
I know.
I don't know why people do that. Like, real it's mean. Just I, not.
Well, you haven't done any damage to her yet, but I imagine this is a significant amount. Now.
So let's see here. Hold
Key
on.
Strike. I have to, this is going to be.
Well, yeah. So I have to figure out some stuff because
math.
Let's see. Okay, so that's an extra 5d6 per strike. So let's add for the first attack. So that's The first hit is for 53 force, and then we will add... Sorry, my cat is spazzing out on the desk right now.
She's excited for you too, so.
No, he is an idiot. And then 42. All told, that's not that much damage.
I don't know. How much is it total?
78 plus 53, so... 131 force damage.
I mean, it's almost as much damage as she's taken in toto so far, and it's enough to bloody her and just go up and start give her a fat lip and a bruised tail.
And then...
And you still have two... No, one more action?
No, one
two.
Action, yeah.
One action.
Can I so backstab? It's
a, opportune backstab. Yeah.
Go ahead and do that now. Now here's where Rebecca starts rocking it. Yes, that is, even with flanking, that is just a hit.
Okay. But still.
Roll some. Oh, my dice that you rolled digitally are having trouble on my screen. There's so many dice there. You didn't have a position here. I do not have any special things against. I can be made flat-footed and take precision damage. So go ahead and roll them bones.
So 51... damage and 6 bleed, and they are enfeebled 1.
All right, ouch. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Put the bleed on. You never know. That could be the deciding factor. 6 bleed damage.
So it was a left and a right, and then Hanto's going to twist and lift up into the air and do a spinning kick.
I thought you were going to say twist and shout.
No.
And twist and
roll a
2 shout.
On the dice. Twist his foot stomps on the ground and cracks the floor.
Does energy A just soak up? Ooh, it does soak up some force damage. Okay.
Does it actually? It's
every type, which is crazy.
That is
negative,
pretty
positive,
nuts.
Sonic and force.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. That means I didn't have a correct type to choose.
I mean, it doesn't matter. You did it on your 2-in-1 attack, your flurry. So it only
applies
once. So yep. It's like, oh, I saved 10 points of damage on the.
That is better than saving against saving 20 points of damage. So yeah, I'll take it.
Okay, Bartleby, we're on to turn 5, I believe. I think we only did 2 last week and 2 so far this week. So, what you got, Jabert?
Let's see.
She's pretty beaten up.
All right, I'm going to commune with Pharasma and call upon the voice of her judgment, and I utter forth a mighty scream. In judgment of yon lady, and it's a wail of the banshee. It's a wail of the banshee. Fortitude save is what it is.
The wail of the banshee.
DC is 43. Ooh, come on, dice, you can do it.
Get a low roll. 12, 43 is going to be a success.
Okay, so full damage. 8d10.
Do full damage on a success? My goodness.
Yeah. Bail of the Banshee's kind of fun, but I rolled super low. 26.
Ooh, yuck.
Two. Okay. 26 out of a possible 80. That's so awful.
Oh my god, these are D10s?
Yes.
What do you get on a critical fail for Bail of the Banshee?
Double damage and drained 4.
Gosh. Okay, well, that makes sense. All right, let me do some math here. Thank you very much, Jabert, okay. For letting me go again.
That's what I do.
I am far more scared.
That's what I do, Patrick. I let you have another turn.
I'm gonna who can I reach? Hanto, I reach out a hand and I grab you on the foot, and I'm gonna pop just the one action heal.
I have already not been touched. Full. I've not been touched.
Oh, okay. Then I put it on my. Then I put it on myself.
I would do that.
I say, Hanto, when I think about you, I touch myself.
Hold on.
I don't want anybody else. 66. That's pretty
ooh.
Good.
Ooh. Ooh.
Quite the turn. All right, I'll be good as long as she doesn't cast another cataclysm.
That's
exactalism. What's happening?
Yeah. Nah, there's no way she's getting another turn. And oh no, I see a huge cone, and it's aimed right at Kovic. No.
Let's see. Where can we? Wait. I actually have a. I didn't know there was a cone feature in Roll20. Oh yeah,
you can do a bunch of different shapes.
Look at this.
Yeah, I've got the Pathfinder cones if you want. These are like 30 footers if you want that one.
Oh, you know I do, baby. I think I can.
You grab that.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah, I can grab
that. Like that. And then I've got the other
yourself
one over
too.
Here. I've got the other one over here. Oh yeah, whoops. So like something like that maybe.
I don't think I can get Kovic in, which means she's going to dip up here to blast Barlby, Alaris, and Honto without from her lacquered nails, her wicked-looking nails. Comes a bunch of beams of energy.
Nope. I don't like it. Those nails are pretty wicked.
It's everyone's wicked favorite spell, Prismatic Spray.
Favorite spell.
It's usually a lower level spell. She must be upcasting it.
There's not an upcasting. It's just, you know, her DC. I mean, it's 7th level. It's 7th level.
Oh, wow.
High enough. Go ahead and roll.
Prismatic Spray is like a level 1 spell in Dungeons & Dragons.
All right, so it's a D8.
It is a level. Am I looking at... It's not prismatic. There's other forms of prismatic even higher than this. A D8, yes. All three of you roll a D8 except for Kovic. We got a 5 from Jabir. A 6 from Rebecca.
No doubles are allowed. Nobody can have the same thing.
A 5 from Otto. I think doubles are allowed.
I literally just disobeyed Tyler.
Well, just reroll.
How does it feel to be a rebel?
It's really funny. So I understand the mentality, Tyler. Like whenever I'm playing a co-op game with people, you can choose a class, I usually don't like it when people double up. It's something that my husband has keyed in on, because at one point we were playing a game with a friend of ours, and I was like, "Oh, Nick, you're gonna be that," and he's like. Yeah, but we can have 2, and then my husband was like, "Oh no, he doesn't like that." that was like in the first year of our relationship too. I was like, "You know me too well already."
Yeah, for me, either everyone has to be Obaziah or only one person.
I've definitely had board games where someone else is, where you know someone else has been like, "Oh, I want to be." That too, and I'm like, I will give this to you, and I will literally play something I do not want to play, so that we are not doubled up, rather than be doubled up. I usually
like to let everyone else pick what they want, so that I can just choose something else. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, good news for Honto, maybe not good news for Bartleby. The 5 on the prismatic spray is the blue fortitude beam. And it works like flesh to stone. So go ahead and make the two of you a fortitude.
Not ideal. Not ideal.
Fortitude.
Is Bartleby's fate to have said, when I think about you, I touch myself, and then he gets hard?
Yep. Oh, no. Tyler.
That's why you don't spend your hero points on a stupid death save.
That's true.
Are there of you?
It'd be a success for me.
did you want to reroll, Seth, or are you sticking with?
I'll stay with this. I feel good about 40.
Oh, okay. Well, these are both fails.
Really?
Yes.
What is the DC of this?
Higher than everything rolled thus far. 43, it looks like the highest here. But a failure is slowed 1. And then you get another save at the end of your turn. On a failed...
I rolled an 11. I would use a hero point, but the odds of me getting higher are not the best.
You take another 4-2 save at the end of your turns. This ongoing save, the ongoing one has incapacitation trait, which means you do 1 better, but on a failed... You increase the slowed condition by 1, and I think if it goes to 3, you're just turned into stone. But incapacitation trait. So that is for these two gentlemen. Rebecca, Alaris rolled the 6, which is an indigo will save. Will save. Go ahead and roll will for me.
Is that like the indigo girls?
You have a choice. Oh, that's a fail.
You know roll that's a failure. Yeah.
Roll the 12.
I am going to... 12 is not horrible.
This is...
I don't like my choices.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you stay as you are and you don't get a critical fail, it's closer you are to fine, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. All right, I guess I'm gonna stick with it. I don't like it, but I will.
Right, so this is the Warp Mind spell.
Okay.
This also has incapacitation, I think, just on the spell, which Flesh to Stone does not, which is interesting. So I think a fail counts as a success then. The target spends the first action of its next turn confused.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm confused?
First action, next turn.
For first action.
Kovic, we're on to you.
I'm trying to figure out if I want to shoot you multiple times or just keep hoping for that sweet, juicy big boy. That fat plump.
Calm down, Tyler. Tyler, calm down.
Only in Dungeons and Dragons. I was trying to figure out if I want to shoot you multiple times.
I'm so sorry. I do have one hero point left, so I think we're just going to go full YOLO here.
Bunch of attacks?
Just perfect shot.
One shot. All right. I believe in Kovic. Kovic's been pretty scary this combat. Level 19.
The rare haven't missed yet. All right, well, 36. There's the miss. So we're going to use the last hero point.
Free on the which dice. Means
I am fully open to Patrick's. I need Patrick to not. I need Hypatia to not survive this.
Well, I was about to say, I need round. Everyone else. Everyone goes before she does after this. So no. You need to everyone else to really mess up.
All right, final rip. 44.
44 is a hit.
88 points of damage.
That's it?
Oh, sorry. Well, with the, it'd be 96. 8 of it is acid.
I mean, about 88 is the total. I guess I'm thinking of when you crit with it last time.
If I crit, then it, yeah, then it would be double that number.
She is still alive. Alaris's turn.
All right. All right. Alaris is going to once again stride up to the snake lady.
She's going to be confused on her first action.
I was about to say,
I'm confused. First, I don't stride.
It is very possible that you still do, but yeah. So for this first action, do you want to roll a d4 for me and see who you treat as your enemy amongst your allies here? And
two.
Nope. Two is her. You move right up to her.
Buck is on our side.
Bartleby's one. She's
finish
two.
Her.
Go what big three. Hanta's four.
What a
yeah.
spell.
Yeah, no. Well, I was really hoping to send someone to a shadow plane or something. That's always fun when that happens. There's also, you know, rolling two beams, which can be pretty powerful. She has a very high DC, so it's like even low level spells like that can be nasty, you know?
I'm re-rolling this first attack.
Okay, you've rolled a two, so it's a good idea.
42.
Is a miss, so not good enough. 9 on the dice.
This super sucks.
Third action?
You still have two more attacks, right?
I do, but they're like number 2 and number 3, so they're like,
you're gonna get a 20. Really? Just knock them out. You're gonna get a 20. You're due one.
For it. Oh, that's all right. Well,
crit fishing. Fishing for the crits.
Oh! Oh! Natural 20! Why don't you see? You? Listen, listen to me.
Well
done.
Good
well
news, bad done. News. Here is a miss, but the natural 20 upgrades it to a hit.
Oh, okay.
Right.
But I don't. I don't know. If, she did not have a lot of hit points left. How much damage are you doing?
Let's find out. Hold on.
Crit Let's find fishing out together, works. Crew.
This episode is called Crit Fishing Works for the Crew.
She is not flat-footed right now, right?
No.
This is my third attack. That's 9. 54 damage. Did she also take her bleed damage?
She did. She saved out of it, but that the bleed didn't matter because this 54 is enough to drop her down.
Yay!
Out of combat. Oh, yeah. No, it would have been good if... Kovic got
and Hanto and Bartleby slowly turn into statues.
Like high-fiving.
In midair.
Right.
We're somehow midair statues now.
I mean, it's possible, but it is unlikely. Because this save, like I said, does have incapacitation, which means you get one roll better than it. But I mean, you're still affected by this as she's on the ground and gasping for her last words. You see her kind of tail, the lower half of her body, in kind of like a death roll as it's like spasming, the muscles contracting. She's beaten up. She's got multiple arrows in like centered in her chest. Very good Kovic blasts.
It's a tight grouping.
Super slash from Alaris at the end here, and some damage from the, I think she actually critically succeeded out of the thing that blinded both of these other guys, but a little bit of damage from Barlby as well. Do you guys want to hear her final words?
Yeah.
Not particularly.
Unless she's casting a spell, in which case, no.
Okay, I was about to say.
Honto doesn't really care.
Just so, like, cluster up in a 30-foot cone real quick to hear her final words.
So she's the one who is largely responsible for the goings-on at Blackrock, right?
Nanigans.
It does seem like it was coming from Lukerhold, and she seemed to be in charge of it. She was running kind of like a program to get some of the best warriors under her control.
Honto is just kind of approaching her at a steady pace and taking out his father's spear. And it looks like he's lining it up like a cue stick, like right up underneath her jawline.
Can you make another fortitude save for me?
Yeah, I can do that.
Just for it to be real cool. Oh, yeah. You shake off the...
What's the DC?
I think you're actually still solid. 6. So this is one better, so it's a success.
And if I get a success, it's a critical success. I don't know if that counts. But like, does it count in this game?
Incapacitation does boost it up one. But regardless, I think you're shaking off the permanent slowing. So little bits of stone... I imagine it starts at the elbow, the ashiest part of most people's body, and then comes out from there. So your joints and things turn to stone first. So you're like dropping little rocks as you move over atop her dying form.
Does anyone say anything?
Mm-mm. Adam.
Does she say anything?
She's trying to hear, but I think she's got like little fangs, one of them broken, sticking out of her mouth. And as she goes to talk, you just see blood spilling out.
Okay. Well, Honto's just going to end it then.
A massive wellspring of energy kind of issues forth from this wound as indeed she seems to lie still. A massive blast that seems to kind of shake the foundations of this little church, as this dark arcane energy that seemed to be infused inside her kind of geysers forth to the ceiling here. And what happens next with the other team heading towards a final confrontation with the King of the Pirates? That is a tale for another time. We did this fight first because there will be ramifications. There will be things that happen here.
I see.
Kept it alive. Oh no.
Only 5 turns to destroy Katia.
Well, Katia, I mean, with the guards blinded, it was an immediate 1v4. That's tough for anything.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you guys also absolutely, I mean, it doesn't matter that they're blinded. You can critically hit with that bow and arrow.
Yeah.
You and Honto and Alaris went up and just beat up the other one so bad.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal.
I was expecting them to be, I mean, they're a lower level than you, but they are still very strong, I would say, NPC kind of characters. Yeah, that's going to do it for us. We've got more cataclysmic. What's it?
Cadillac, I think it's called Cadillac.
Cataclysmic.
Oh, Cadillacs and dinosaurs.
More cataclysmic combats next week. Guys, thank you for playing with me.
Thank you.
Patreon Pirates, freebie captains. You know what I'm about to say. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next Demon Rono Crits. Yard. Bye.
Yard.
All right, that's my turn to say yard.
Yard.
Oh.
We said Yarg again.
Yeah, we didn't die.
Yeah.